Okay, well, I think we'll get started. We have Chris Farrell today, and he is going to talk to us on how to use your tax return and manage your small business. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you. How's everybody doing? Yeah, taxes. I used to teach this stuff in college, and it was going to be easier when I was in college because I could see all the students falling asleep when I was talking about taxes, and this will be a little more challenging. But I hope you can get something out of this. I'm gearing this mainly towards small business owners. If you're self-employed, if you're a small business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, that's who I kind of designed this thing for. Those are my clients. Basically, they are small business owners. I've been doing this for about 26 years now. I'm in New York. I'm in Long Island. This U.S. taxes is what I'm talking about today. So my assertion is that you can use your tax return to manage your small business. And it really comes out of where I see a lot of small business owners maybe don't have the resources to have financial statements prepared or hire a staff to help them or have hire an accounting firm, let's say, do a lot of analysis work. You really can get a lot of the same information that you would get from all those sources. You really can get it out of the tax return also because it basically follows the same flow. This is the results of operations. I don't know if I'm reversed here or not on the screen. I'm certainly hope not. But I don't expect you to read this. But what I'm looking at, what you're looking at here, this is from Nike. This is their results of operations. You could also call it an income statement. And it's probably the most important financial statement there is, certainly the one the small business owners are interested in, because it tells you the bottom line, how much money that they made. And there's three main components that go into figuring out whether or not you made any money. The green number up there, that's the sales. The red number is the cost of sales. And the blue number is the selling and administrative expenses. So that's the flow, the green to the red to the blue. If I take a look at this over here, that's a tax return. That is a Schedule C that a small business owner might file in the US. Maybe your business is a corporation. Maybe your business is a partnership. The form is going to look a little bit different, but it's basically going to follow the same format. Goes from the sales to the cost of sales to the selling and administrative expenses and the bottom line. Essentially, it's the same information. What we do for our clients, if we prepare financial statements, there's some slight measurement differences that go on between the accounting rules and the tax rules, but not material. We're not talking about big differences. It pretty much is the same information on this report that is on the financial statements that big companies would use. You can use them interchangeably. Nike's one I like to talk about. I like to talk about Nike because Nike is a manufacturer and everybody knows what Nike makes. They make shoes. They sold me this shoe. Actually, a pair of shoes. They sold me two of them. When I look at these shoes, relating it to that flow of transactions, that's what goes on here. They sold me the shoes. Doesn't matter if they sell one pair of shoes, if they sell a million pairs of shoes. What they sell the shoes for, that's revenue. That's going in this green number, whoops, right over here, total sales. Nike's a manufacturer, so that means that they made this shoe, which is from an accounting standpoint, what makes them interesting to talk about. But when you talk about making the shoes and manufacturing, what goes into the manufacturing? They had to buy the materials from someplace. That's a cost, that's an expense. They need a factory. There's a lot of overhead that goes along with that. And they needed somebody to work in that factory. So it's materials, labor, and overhead. That's the cost of sales. That's what's going in that red box right there. Now, in addition, hand me that box, Tristan. Thank you. In addition to that, besides the cost of sales, Nike's got to run their company. And this was the box that it came in. I used the box to illustrate or to talk about the selling and the administrative expenses because they got the swoosh here. They had to design the swoosh. Somebody decided on this orange color. All the selling expenses that went into doing this is part of the cost of selling the product, not producing the product. So that's going into selling and administrative expenses, just like other expenses associated with running the company, with keeping the doors open. They have to pay officers. They have to pay the accountants. They have to pay the lawyers. They need insurance. They need utilities. They need all this other type of stuff that goes into keeping doors open, keeping the company running, as opposed to the cost of goods sold, which is the cost of producing the product or service. So that's the difference really between cost of sales, selling and administrative expenses. Now, things have fallen down. Thank you, Tristan. Back to my tax return. The most important number probably on this return for everybody is the bottom line. The second most important number is this one up here. That's gross profit. Can you hear me that statement again, Tristan? Gross profit is an important number. Every business owner should know what their gross profit is. If you're a manufacturer, it's easy. It's a lot easier than if you are a service business because you don't have a lot of direct costs. But you should know what your gross profit is. If you don't know what your gross profit is, you got to find out. You should also know what your gross profit, what the standard gross profit in your industry is. If you don't know, you could do a Google search and find out. The IRS will tell you. They have a web page where they have statistics for various businesses. And it's a good thing to look at anyway, just because it's good to know what the IRS thinks is standard in your industry. Because if you're not in line, maybe they get interested, and nobody wants the IRS to be interested in their business. But this section up here, this cost of goods sold, sales minus cost of goods sold, gross profit, that's important to look at, because sometimes you can tell if people are stealing from you. And I have used the tax return for that very purpose. Small business owners, many times, they don't come to us during the year. They don't have the resources. 10 years ago probably now, I had a client come to me. She would show up once a year. She was a middleman, essentially. She used to resell materials. So she would buy materials from one company. She would sell them to somebody else after adding her markup, her gross profit. In that flow, in that trail of transactions, I should see a relationship. And that relationship should hold up when you do the tax return or when you do the financial statements. It should hold up. I should know what that gross profit is on a percentage basis. So in this particular case, client gave us the numbers. We crunched the numbers. I know what that gross profit margin should be, basically. She knows, my client knew what the gross profit was supposed to be, and that's not what the gross profit said. So something's wrong. Now, just because the gross profit doesn't come up to be the number you thought it was going to be, doesn't mean somebody's stealing from you. Although, unfortunately, in this case, that is what happened. But it's a clue. And a tax return and a financial statement, it tells a story and it gives you a clue. Now you got to go do the legwork. Gross profit's wrong. So what's the story? Could be somebody forgot to record a sale. Could be there's something wrong with the costing. There's maybe we had to give a credit to a customer or something like that. Any number of legitimate business reasons can explain why your gross profit number isn't coming up correctly. In this case, the bookkeeper was writing checks to her boyfriend and running them through the cost of goods sold. It happens. I've seen it happen 3 or 4 times. Similar situation. We are talking about taxes today, but in this situation and the other ones that I've seen, the problem is usually that the business owner doesn't pay close enough attention to what's going on. Small businesses are especially vulnerable to this problem because the owner is so busy doing all the things that they should be doing, like selling and like working on the ideas and producing all the stuff they're good at. And couple that with the fact that usually entrepreneurs do not like bookkeeping, they do not like record keeping, and they do not like accounting. Very common. So what do? They hire their weaknesses. Awesome. You should hire your weaknesses. Absolutely. But the problem comes in when they put too much trust in the person that they hire and they don't implement any controls. That's what happened in this particular situation. That's what's happened in other situations, similar situations that I've seen. If I'm describing you, if you don't pay attention to the cash flow of your business, you're asking for trouble. Somebody is going to take advantage of it. What I commonly recommend, what I tell the business owners to do, once a month, once every other month, whatever, pick a couple of transactions off the bank statement and just ask for backup. Ask to see the invoices. Ask, why did we pay this? Ask a couple of questions. I get pushback when I make that recommendation to people. It can be a couple of different objections. First, people don't like to sound accusatory. They don't want to be rude to the employees. That one's just silly, in my opinion. It's your money, and you don't have to be rude about it. Just ask a question. The other objection that I get when I make that suggestion is, I don't know what's a suspicious transaction. I wouldn't know what to ask for. To which my response is, it doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't matter what you ask for. What you're trying to achieve is you want to make it known that you're paying attention, that you're watching. And that's it. If you are paying attention, if you are watching the store, it's that much less likely anybody's going to steal from you. So if you take nothing else out of this presentation, take that piece of advice. You have to watch the cash flow of your own business. You have to be responsible for it. But let's say that you do this cash flow analysis, backing up to the, not the cash flow, pardon me, gross profit. Look at the gross profit. You figure your gross profit number comes up correctly. You do your tax return, the gross profit number comes up okay. And you're still not making this bottom line number that you think you should be making. There's a couple of possibilities. Either you're not selling enough, you got a problem with your volume. Volume is what it is. You have to sell more if you're not selling enough product, right? The other possibility is you're spending too much in the selling and administrative expenses. There's a problem down here and you need to trim in these expenses. And this is probably where you can do the most analysis work, is it in the expenses that wind up in this section over here. So what do you have to do? Is this showing up on camera, Tristan? Yeah, I hope.
Have I enlarged your screen?
No, I bet. All right. That's my son, Tristan, by the way. He's helping me out today. He's doing a great job. Anyway, what you need is last year's return, possibly the year before that, and you want to do an account balance comparison. You just want to know what the number was last year, what's the number this year, and look to see where the changes are. Basically, anything that goes up by at least, say, 10% at $1,000, I want to know why it changed. You want to ask the question. A couple of examples that I can tell you about. Rent shows up right over there. There's the rent expense. I had a client 5-6 years ago, moved from one part of Manhattan to another much more expensive part of Manhattan. Larger store, better location, that's fine. The location of your business is an asset. You have to invest in that. You have to spend money on it. But if you're going to invest in the new location, you should see the difference come in and be reflected up here in the top line sales. And in this particular case, we didn't see the results, and he ended up moving back or moving to another different location. You should see the return on that investment. That's an easy one to spot. Look at the number last year. Look at the number this year. The rent's way up. The sales haven't changed. There's a problem. Similar situation, I've seen it happen with payroll. Your wages, your payroll expenses are right down there. I had a client a few years ago hire a salesperson at a very high salary. Fantastic, you got to invest in your labor force. It's one of the assets of your business, no question about it. But if you're going to hire people, particularly if you're going to hire salespeople, you should see the results in sales. The salesman doesn't work for us anymore. Didn't work out. You can see that analysis. Those two scenarios were pretty obvious, those two situations. The rent, the payroll, easy to spot the differences. Sometimes it's more subtle. I had a client, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. He was a contractor and his postage expense started to go up. And what's the story? Why would the postage expense go up? The office, the people who worked in the office were sending plans and mailing things with private messenger services instead of using UPS or stuff like that. So again, the owner wasn't really paying enough attention, but it wasn't like they didn't mean any harm. They were just doing it in a really expensive way. So based on the fact that we're comparing one year to the next, we can spot where the costs are increasing and it is your money. And we were able to dial back on that a little bit and clear that one up. Repairs and maintenance is another area you want to watch. Line 21 there, repairs and maintenance, particularly if you're a capital intensive business. I got a lot of clients that are manufacturers and I got clients that are distributors who have like fleets of trucks and things like that. When you start to see the repairs and maintenance go up, can be an indication that your equipment is getting a little old, that your fleet is getting a little old. Might be time to invest in some new stuff. Repairs and maintenance is a tricky one too. It's a sneaky kind of expense. When the repairs and maintenance go up, if it's productive assets that are going offline and that we're repairing, that's bad because it's kind of a compounded problem that you can't really see from this. And what I mean is if it's a productive asset, it's producing revenue. That's what it's productive. Why we say it's a productive asset, because it goes into producing our product or our service. If it's not in service, it's not producing, and we're losing revenue. And the lost revenue doesn't show up on this document or any other. So you got to watch the repairs and maintenance and see what happens. If it's climbing up, if it's creeping up there, you might want to invest in some new stuff. There's an other expenses category over here also. You might have a subschedule attached to this with some other expense categories. Bank charges might be one of those categories. Why do bank charges go up? Bank charges go up because a lot of times we're not making our minimum balance requirements, or maybe we're bouncing checks, and either one of those is a bad situation. You have cash flow problems. You have working capital problems. Might be time to explore possibilities of, picking up an investor, or putting more money into the company yourself, possibly, or maybe some long-term financing or something like that to generate some more working capital. What time we got, Tristan?
We started at 3:01, so about three more minutes. 3:17.
Okay. All right. What else can I tell you about? Another problem I see come up in this document an awful lot. Personal expenses. You run personal expenses through the business. Bad idea for a number of reasons. One of which is, if you run a lot of personal stuff through your business, it makes it impossible or very difficult to tell how the business is performing. The worst example I can tell you about happened about, 15 years ago. We picked up a new client, took a look at his books. He was a one-man show. He was like a salesman. He was the only guy in the company. Three cars on the books. One was a Porsche. One was a Mercedes. This was a construction company. A little silly. You don't want to go that heavy. You don't want to do that at all, personally. But, first of all, you're asking the IRS to come in and kill you. And second of all, like I said, if you're burying a lot of personal expenses on your company, and a lot of small business owners do this, you're going to make it very difficult to tell if you're profitable or not. That kind of sums it up. So let me just kind of nutshell the whole thing for you, what I'd like you to take away from this. Number one, most important, you got to pay attention to the cash flow of your own business. And I see small business owners do this all the time. They abdicate their authority. They stop paying attention. There's no controls over the person who is managing the bank account. If that's you, you got to pay attention. You don't have to do a lot, but you got to do something. That's number one. Number two, gross profit. Everybody should know what their gross profit margin is, because based on the gross profit, you're going to know if you have enough to cover these other expenses and to have something left over for yourself at the end. Nike's got a 44.6% gross profit. That's probably pretty consistent with their prior years, but they also call that the contribution margin. It tells you that for every dollar Nike brings in revenue, they have 44.6 cents left over to pay the selling and administrative and have something left over for themselves, for the owners of the company, that is. So you got to know what your gross profit is. Pay attention to that. Watch the trends. Look at the expenses from last year as compared to this year, and see what's going up, what's climbing, what expenses are going up. Ask questions, follow up, and go from there. So that's pretty much what I had to share with you. It is tax season, so if anybody has any questions that they'd like to ask, please do. Doesn't have to be business questions. I'll take personal questions. We do some charities and stuff like that. Play Stump the Band. See if I can help you out at all.